Our first speaker today wants to be introduced as Joyce F. And this is what she writes. She says, I can be introduced as a normal, healthy and athletic native Chicagoan when I had my first attack of optic neuritis in 1984 and then another in 1989.
A lot of sound and voices. If people could keep it down a little bit and focus. Thank you.
Joyce writes, after my realization that it might be MS, I dusted myself off, dried my eyes, and decided that life would go on as usual, which it did for about 15 years. Upon my search for something to slow any progress of the MS, I stumbled upon information online regarding LDN. It was certainly a leap of faith, but one that I'm very happy to have taken. And it's 3 years now, and I still lead a pretty normal life these days, thanks to the LDN. Joyce has been one of the most steadfast and helpful members of the LDN Yahoo group, and she has some interesting personal observations about her own illness. So if Joyce could come up. Thank you.
I think I'm here today because I did find a miracle. I'm still pretty emotional about that fact. I'm really happy to be here today. But 3 years ago, I was indeed a happy, healthy, physically active person. When I had my first attack of optic neuritis in 1984, I was experiencing a strange sort of blurriness that turned into a blind spot in one area of my vision. The doctor never mentioned MS, just that he found nothing and that it would resolve on its own. I went about my normal life until optic neuritis hit my other eye in 89. Another ophthalmologist scheduled me for some tests and sent me home with some literature that actually mentioned the word optic neuritis for the first time. That was the first time I'd ever heard of it. Being inquisitive, I went right to work with my medical reference books and discovered that it was linked to MS. I was shocked. The world stood still for a bit. I called the doctor and point blank asked him if that's what he was testing me for. He said yes. Why had he not mentioned it? Later I realized that was the standard, just to leave it alone until more attacks forced the issue. After all, what could he do? Tell me to just wait and decline? So I probably cried for a week, couldn't believe what was happening to me. I finally said, okay, well, I have to make the best of it. What else could an MS patient do back then? This was before there was any MS drugs. Well, my life consisted of some very heavy-duty aerobic exercising, which I kept up as best I could until the year 2000 when we moved to a new home. That meant a new health club that I didn't like, so I really kind of slacked on the exercising. I got really lazy about it, actually, and I just really stopped exercising. Within a year's time, that's when I noticed the progress. I could not walk for any length of time before my legs would become rubbery. My balance was failing. That's when I thought, okay, it's time to look for something to slow the MS. Thankfully, I had a computer and have good shape to thank for mentioning LDN to me for the very first time. I read some things that were written about it, and I decided, why not? Everything about it screamed at me that it made sense. I thought as long as I wasn't taking any of the clinically tested MS medications yet, I'd give it a year to prove it out. It's now been 3 years, and LDN has been a miracle in my life. I haven't had any further progression in all those 3 years. I have some permanent damage that I believe happened in those years when I was slacking on the exercise and before I found the LDN, and that will probably be with me forever or until maybe some stem cell therapy gets more attention. So for the past 2 years, I've been spreading the word about LDN whenever I can or wherever I can. That's where the internet has been so wonderful. This was way too important not to share. There are so many out there that could be helped with LDN if only they knew about it. I often wonder just where I'd be today if someone hadn't shared info about the LDN with me. We really do need more ways to get the word out, to advance research, and to save so much suffering. I'll keep spreading the word about this life-altering treatment called LDN. But I have many thanks to Dr. Bahari for all of his determination and his theories. Thanks.